The Nutcracker Suite, the Bolshoi Symphony Orchestra, and a very good morning to Mornay.
Yes, a very good morning. Beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. And I think we need to start off this gardening program with a word of congratulations from Fine Music Radio to Team South Africa, who did so well at the Chelsea Flower Show. And you must realize that if you're in the garden fraternity, that Chelsea Flower Show is the cream of the crop. I mean, it is one of the best flower shows in terms of showcasing new varieties of plants and designers' works across the world. And I think the amount of press that it gets just puts it in a completely different league of its own. So to Leon Kluge and the team from South Africa, who won basically three firsts, I think that was a first for South Africa in three different categories, and obviously a gold medal as well. Absolutely well done. And if you haven't had the opportunity to go onto any type of social media and see the absolute extravaganza of proteas that were on display, I think it's well worth a look, because it is absolutely fantastic, mind-blowing. And if one takes into consideration, as with any type of gardening event or any event where one is utilizing plant material, I think one needs to sit back, and this goes for all the displays at Chelsea, really take a think about the planning that goes into this type of event, especially when it comes to cut flowers, making sure that those plants have been transported properly, kept at the right temperature, opened at the peak to give them just a fantastic display. So incredible amount of planning, which starts a year in advance, I might add. And I think that underpins really gardening. And you know, the better you plan, the better you think about what you're going to be doing in the garden, the better the end result, as for so many other things in life. So I think we'll just go straight into talking about what you should be doing in your garden at this time of the year. We often think about, and I have this philosophy, that we're not as active in our gardens during the winter periods in Cape Town, primarily because most of us wake up in the dark and leave our homes and get back home when it's dark. So gardens are a little bit out of sight, a little bit out of mind. And on lovely days, we tend to go out to places where we can enjoy the scenery. So a bit of out of sight, out of mind, but it doesn't mean that your garden is stopping to be active and there's things that need to be done. So first of all, one must be getting ready for pruning. As we have different microclimates within in the Western Cape, one must take into consideration there's not a specific fixed time to start pruning your plants. One must take all the cues from what nature is giving you. But it's very important to start preparing for that, because pruning is all about rejuvenating the life of a plant and ensuring that your growth habit for the spring season is put into place. So very important to get ready for that. The other thing is, we tend to forget about nutrition in the garden at this time of the year. Very good time to mulch, because it keeps down and suppresses your weed growth. So if you're not into pulling out weeds, you can mulch with using a pine bark mulch, even compost. So it acts as a slow nutrient release over the winter periods, at the same time suppressing weed growth, which is a fantastic thing to do. And then of course, if we start looking at plant nutrition generally, don't stop feeding your plants during the winter. Now, there is a direct correlation between the temperature of the soil and the take up of nutrients by the plants. In other words, the warmer the soil is, the quicker plants have the ability to take up nutrients. And as it gets colder and colder, although there might be nutrients in the soil, it takes them a longer time to actually take the nutrients up into their system. So don't stop feeding. And one of the reasons for that, it's very important to build up the reserve already now during the winter months, which are coming for spring. Not to think that you can just run out quickly in September and get everything looking and you know, being great. When it comes to lawn areas, remember, it's very important to keep it well mowed. Don't ever let it grow too tall, let the blades of the grass get too tall, because then when you do mow it, you're going to end up with these patches all over the place, which you don't really want. So despite the weather, one must always take into consideration, on a nice sunny day, get out there and keep your lawn just nicely trimmed. And even there, because we have a high rainfall here in the winter in the Western Cape, it's important to feed during the winter months your lawn as well, so that you can just top up all those nutrients which are being leached to a a lower level in the soil, and not available for the shallow roots of your lawn. And then, of course, it's the time to look at winter color. And we always think about our annuals at this time of the year. We've got wonderful orange and a yellow calendulas. We've got all the pastel colors in your primulas. And of course, your pansies and violas, which are just an absolute riot of color at this time of the year. And they are, even if you don't think about putting color in all the parts of your garden, think about compressing it into smaller areas. So if you take an area of anything between half a square meter or a square meter and just plant high impact color in those areas or the vistas of the garden which you're looking out onto to create maximum impact. You don't have to do it all over the garden. Do it on the pots in the patio, but certainly it's just something to brighten up our gardens at this time of the year. Also, never forgetting those wonderful little annuals called marigolds. I think if we think about how they just keep on going on and on and on, irrespective of the time of the year and how easy they are. Keep a lookout in pests during the winter months. Generally not a major concern because they also go into dormancy, and the nice thing to look forward to is a nice cold winter. It always gives us an indication that whatever the summer might bring in, the colder the winter, the less of a population of pests we generally have. So the colder the winter, the better for us generally going into spring and summer as far as pests are concerned. But keep an eye out, and especially if you've got fig trees in your garden, keep an eye out this time of the year for your fig borer, which is a real pest once it gets into your fig trees, as it can cause incredible amount of damage, and it's a good idea to keep a lookout for that. So once again, really well done to Team South Africa for Chelsea, and we hope that they'll be able to repeat that next year again. And if you are interested, go and have a look at the plants that won first, second and third at Chelsea in terms of new plants which are being released. Very, very interesting. The first one on show, or the best prize on show, was a flowering cherry, but a white flower. Absolutely spectacular. The second prize went to a cosmos, which has a deep burgundy purple flower, quite spectacular. And the third prize went to an agave, agave praying hands, which in itself is a succulent, which has got a really spectacular form itself. So there we have it for gardening this morning.